This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. Tributes continue worldwide for former UN Secretary General Kofi Annan, a Nobel Peace Prize winner who died Saturday at age 80. Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda reports Annan was a well-liked but controversial head of the world body.
I, Kofi Annan.
Annan served as leader of the UN between 1997 and 2006 and presided over crises including the 2003 Iraq invasion and conflict in Sudan's Darfur. Before that, he served as head of peacekeeping in Africa during the time of the Rwandan genocide. His time at the UN was turbulent. Critics blamed him for failing to prevent Rwanda. And after the UN, Annan continued his diplomatic work well into retirement, appointed as a UN special envoy for the Syrian conflict, and he helped avoid possible bloodshed in Kenya by brokering a power-sharing agreement for its government.
Matthew LaRotonda of Reuters News Agency. Italy observed a national day of mourning Saturday after Tuesday's collapse of a highway bridge in the port city of Genoa killed 42 people. Authorities used an exhibition center in the area of the Genoa fairgrounds as a church. The building was adorned with flowers and photographs for the occasion. In front of the altar and below a large crucifix, 18 coffins were covered with white roses, including those of two Albanian Muslims who died. A small white casket held the youngest victim, an 8-year-old boy who died with his parents. The Archbishop of Genoa, Cardinal Angelo Bignasco, presided over the solemn service. Italy's top officials and politicians, including the head of the state, Sergio Mattarella, and Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte, attended the ceremony. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. A massive earthquake of magnitude 8.2 struck in the Pacific Ocean close to Fiji and Tonga early Sunday, but it was very deep and did not trigger a tsunami. The U.S. Geological Survey says the epicenter was located 270 kilometers east of Lavuka in Fiji and 443 kilometers west of Niafu in Tonga. The quake was 559 kilometers below the earth, which would have dampened the shaking at the surface. The U.S. Tsunami Warning Center said the quake was too deep to cause a tsunami. Russian President Vladimir Putin said Saturday that everything must be done for Syrian refugees to return to their conflict-torn country. Speaking ahead of talks with Germany's Angela Merkel outside Berlin, Putin said that Syria needed assistance to rebuild and to ensure that refugees who had fled the country could safely return to their homes. Merkel said it was important to avert a humanitarian crisis in Idlib, Syria, and the surrounding region. She said she and Putin had already discussed the issue of constitutional reforms and possible elections when they met last in Sochi in May. The two leaders also discussed Ukraine and a gas pipeline project that has drawn criticism from the United States. No agreements were reached. Turkey's president said Saturday his country will stand strong against an attempted economic coup amid heightened tensions with the United States. Recep Tayyip Erdogan told thousands of supporters in Ankara the country was being threatened by the economy, sanctions, foreign currency, interest rates, and inflation. We tell them that we see their game and we challenge them. Turkey is reeling from a massive sell-off of its currency as Washington imposed sanctions and threatened new ones if an American pastor under house arrest is not released. Former cricket star Imran Khan was sworn in Saturday as Pakistan's new prime minister. An emotional Khan took the oath of office, pledging to bear true faith to Pakistan. Pakistan's newly elected National Assembly on Friday formally chose Khan as prime minister. He faces the challenge of forming a coalition government after decades of leadership changes interspersed with periods of military rule. India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi promised more than $70 million in aid for flood-affected Kerala state on Saturday as he undertook an aerial survey to see devastation caused by relentless monsoon floods. More than 190 people have died in a little over a week. Much of the state remains partially submerged. For more on these stories, please visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.